Build a mass movement to end LGBTQ plus oppression in Britain today. Austerity and capitalism in crisis threaten the gains won through struggle in the past. Austerity hits groups already discriminated against under capitalism hardest. Since 2010, we've seen large numbers of LGBTQ plus services closed due to lack of funding. LGBTQ plus people are disproportionately more likely to experience mental health issues or experience homelessness, all areas where we are seeing huge cuts. In recent years, issues around discrimination, particularly transphobia, have been on the rise. This is not just as a result of the Tories and their policies, but the failure of the trade union and labor movement leaders to answer Tory lies, cuts and division with mass action and a socialist program. The housing crisis, cuts to homelessness services and shelters, cuts to NHS funding and many of the other austerity attacks are hitting LGBTQ plus people sharply. Defeating austerity requires rebuilding working class struggles. The Tories' lie that needs to be answered is that the fight for rights and resources in society is between different groups who face discrimination and oppression. The truth is that capitalism, the system the Tories defend, is based on exploitation and the driving down of working class living standards. Keeping us divided is in their interests as it weakens our ability to fight back. This tactic is what ultimately lies behind the Tories' failure to update the Gender Recognition Act, 2004, to make it easier for trans people to self-identify. The Socialist Party fights for the right to self-identify, and for the resources and services we all need. By building the struggle against austerity alongside other workers and youth, we can defeat the Tories, their division, and their austerity agenda. That means building fighting trade unions and a new mass workers' party. Improving LGBTQ plus rights is an issue for the trade union movement because the unions, as the main organizations of the working class, can and have played a key role in the fight for the rights of those who suffer oppression and discrimination under capitalism. Homophobia and transphobia have their roots in class society and the institutional inequality inherent to it, including on gender lines. Capitalism is a system based on the exploitation and division of workers in order to maximize the profits of a few. In Britain and worldwide, a tiny group of people own and control industry, science, and technology, and harness them in order to make vast fortunes. Globally, 8 people own as much wealth as the poorest half of humanity, the greatest polarization between rich and poor in human history. In Britain, the majority of us have faced endless austerity, while a tiny handful are raking it in. For example, the CEOs of the 100 biggest stock market listed companies collect an obscene 73 times the average wage of their workers. Big businesses and banks claim support with rainbow logos, and by sponsoring pride events. But the major banks and big businesses that rush to lead pride marches and hang rainbow flags are part and parcel of the capitalist system. Many, for example, also invest in Saudi Arabia, where the government sentences LGBTQ plus people to death. They all exploit the working class, and have an interest in maintaining any forms of division among us. Capitalism offers no hope of a decent future for the 99%. It is an unequal, oppressive, and discriminatory system, based on exploitation of the working class majority by the tiny capitalist class, and divides us on the basis of race, gender, sexuality, etc. That's because it is the working class that is the force in society that can get rid of capitalism. Class exploitation unites workers of all backgrounds. Together we have the potential power to fundamentally change this rotten system. Because of our role in production, we make things, and make things work, and the consciousness of our collective interests that this can generate, the working class has the potential power to replace capitalism with a socialist alternative, based on democratic planning to meet the needs of all. The COVID-19 pandemic has brought misery for the working class, but it has also revealed our collective strength. It is essential to link the fight against all forms of oppression, including racism, sexism, homophobia, biphobia, and transphobia, to the fight against class exploitation and capitalism. The rights the LGBTQ plus community have gained have come from decades of struggle. However, those gains and developments can be lost. We don't want to just struggle to keep what we've already won. We need to build a mass movement, not just of LGBTQ+ people, but the wider working class, which moves into action. It is only through this that we can fundamentally change society, fighting for a socialist change and the end to exploitation, oppression, and discrimination.